Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Ah, it's like Christmas in May. I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Find out when your favorite team plays that dreaded division rival tonight on the 2021 NFL Schedule Release Show, presented by Verizon at 8 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. You know the matchups, but now we'll learn the dates for Tom Brady's return to New England, Trevor Lawrence's pro debut, and much more. Does the return of Dak Prescott make the Cowboys the team to beat in the NFC East? Find out who the boys start the season against. The 2021 schedule release presented by Verizon, 8 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network and ESPN2. We should also take note of the two matchups between the Vikings and the Packers. There's obviously no love lost between the two, and apparently Vikes star wide receiver Adam Thielen, who has no love for Lambeau Field, has more catches against the Packers than he does against any other team. But that didn't stop him from firing a shot right at 1265 Lombardi Avenue.
My favorite place to play is Lambeau, just because it's the Packers and like the rivalry. Yeah, like there's nothing better than leaving Lambeau with a victory. There's literally nothing better. But on the reverse side, there's nothing worse than losing there and having to leave there.
Like,
so
what's that locker room like compared to what you have at Minnesota now?
Yeah,
I mean, it's terrible.
I mean, and the whole stadium's not nice, you know? It's not, there's nothing fancy about it. Like, it's bleacher seats, you know, for the most part. So, but then, like, the other side of it would be, like, my favorite atmosphere would either be Seattle or New Orleans. I mean, those places are crazy.
Staying in the NFC North, arguably the best receiver in the entire NFL, weighing in on the Aaron Rodgers situation. Green Bay wideout Devontae Adams had a monster 2020 season with a career-high 115 grabs to go along with the league-leading 18 receiving touchdowns. Now, of course, having the reigning MVP as your QB certainly helps your stats, so Adams was asked how a possible breakup between Rodgers and the Pack would affect his standing with the team.
That's my guy. That's the only guy that I've had other than that 2017 season when he got hurt. It's the only guy that I played with. And, you know, we built up a special connection over the years that has made it, you know, put us both in really good positions in our career. You know, not that he needed me to come along for it because he was already in that spot, but we established a lot together. So it would change a lot, man. You know, doesn't mean potentially I'd be gone, but, you know, I'd definitely have to do some extra thinking if my guy wasn't here.
There are no questions about who will be the starting quarterback in Tampa this season. Tom Brady, fresh off winning an NFL record 7th Super Bowl title, turns 44 in August. So my colleague, Rich Eisen, as Bucks general manager Jason Light, how much longer can TB12 play?
When you talked to him about extending, was there a sense that this is the last contract extension you're going to have a conversation with him? Did he give you any indication at all how long he wants to play?
I want to keep all those conversations, most of them private, but no inkling at all. I told him he wants to play until he's 50, and he's still playing, and he feels like he can still play. He can play until he's 50.
Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is on his fifth team since entering the league in 2014. The former first-round draft pick who threw for a career-high 3,733 yards last season, telling DenverBroncos.com that he's excited to come in and compete with Drew Lock for the starting quarterback job. Now, we don't have any certainty with what's going to happen between Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans. The QB is facing 22 civil lawsuits alleging sexual assault and misconduct. Houston drafting quarterback Davis Mills in the third round. We'll get a chance to see him in action tomorrow for the start of rookie minicamp. Texans chairman and chief executive officer Cal McNair recently spoke about Watson during a charity golf outing.
I'd hate to speak for Nick or Coach Cully, but I think what they would probably say is they'll take whoever they have and they'll go play wherever it is. If it's in the parking lot, if it's out here on the golf course, if it's in the stadium, they're going to take that team and go try to win.
And make sure to join NFL legend Michael Robinson and former Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick for a brand new episode of Total Access, the Locker Room Podcast. They provide unique stories and insights about the game of football. Make sure to download it today. Well, that'll do it for me. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Will Self, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.